The Obamacare rollout is precisely why I didn't take the Medicaid expansion in the first place. People who are taking the Medicaid expansion are depending on the federal government living up to their commitment, a federal government that can't even get a website up and going to get people signed up for Obamacare.
That's the governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, and boy, is he dead on right about that. Do you feel like you're living on Mars when we talk about the nonsense coming out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? You're not alone. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So here's where we're at. The president today addresses the problems, more problems, of what's happened with this rollout of the ACA, a.k.a. Obamacare, and comes up with a fix. But the fix is one where if you like your health care coverage, you can keep it for a year. Well, that is if the insurance commissioner in your state says it's okay. And this is because they buckled to pressure to correct one of the biggest problems with the individual health mandate, that you had people who were covered with individual insurance that doesn't meet their minimum requirements under the new healthcare regulations. The insurance industry got tossed under the bus. Because now they have to figure out a way, as they weigh in on it, to somehow wave a magic wand over what they were already doing to implement the new regulations. Remember, this kicked in 2010. So the insurance companies had that time to go through everything that they had to do to comply with it. And that's what they were doing. And the White House tried to say, well, we didn't really realize, or the president, that this was going to happen with the individual plans, baloney. And we had no idea. It's just like the rollout of the website, like the governor says from Wisconsin, Governor Walker, who says, hey, they couldn't even get the website right. But they got a lot of other things wrong, too. And this was a big one. A big one. So the president speaks 24 hours before a vote is scheduled in the House. That's Friday. On a bill giving people the option to keep their current health insurance plans if they want them, even if it doesn't meet the minimum Obamacare standards for coverage. Senator John Cornyn, a Republican from Texas, says, enough with the temporary fixes and the deadline extensions. We got to dismantle this law so we can choose an insurance plan that works for America, for people, for them, not President Obama. Energy and Commerce Committee Chair Fred Upton says our main priority, Republican from Michigan, should be helping the American people. Today's abrupt pivot, which is what it was, comes after the White House has spent the last week attacking our thoughtful approach to begin to give peace of mind to people worried about losing their affordable health care. Oregon Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley said he believed the one-year fix doesn't go far enough, but it was a step in the right direction. Senator Tom Harkin, Democrat from Ohio, says he was still concerned about people having policies that don't do anything. They're just junk policies. Then you have Senator Mary Landrieu, Democrat, Louisiana. She says the president's guidance is a great step forward. But check this out. I'm going to continue to work with leadership. I'm open to working with Democrats and Republicans if there's a legislative fix that's necessary. She's sponsoring a bill that would extend current insurance plans indefinitely. And John Boehner says, the Speaker of the House, this is going to destroy the best health care delivery system in the world. He said he was highly skeptical that the Obama administration would be able to fix problems with Obamacare administratively, as the president suggests, which I agree. They have shown that they cannot handle it. Let's bring in the brightest minds and pay millions more to fix this website that we've had 3.5 years to work on. Now, the president did apologize to millions of Americans who have been receiving cancellation letters from their insurance providers. He said, "I completely get how upsetting this could be for many Americans." So 1 year. Oh, and the president also said, "I'm confident that by the time we look back on this next year, people are going to say, this is working out really well." So let me ask you, do you think you're going to be saying, this is working out really well? I say it's the opposite. I'm saying he's got a credibility problem. And it's not working out really well for America. It's the opposite, and it's going to end up jamming all of us up, because now all of us are going to have to pay the price for the mistakes. I mean, that's what it is. We keep paying for the mistakes, and nobody's accountable for the mistakes that happen in Washington. It's one thing to have a handful. It's another thing to have more than five hands could count, especially starting from the beginning of the summer. But this is brutal. I mean, this is the coldest, cruelest cut of all. He's playing loose and fast with our health care. And you know, everything's okay until you get sick. If you're healthy, you're great, you're cruising along, and then you get sick, and then you have to negotiate. You have to navigate your health care plan. And good luck with that now. I mean, he's telling insurance companies what they can't do, what they must do, all that kind of stuff. And then saying, you have this plan now, you like it, keep it for another year. Just keep it. And the only reason for this is we'd be through the midterm elections by then. So you got a canceled plan, and you're looking around for insurance, you might as well keep looking. Because this is not the right fix. This is because too many people are up for re-election on the Democratic side of the aisle, and their constituents are freaking out and calling, blowing up the phone line, sending the emails. I'm sorry, when Senator Dianne Feinstein says she's gotten 30,000, either between calls, letters, or emails, 30,000? I thought I misread that. That's amazing. I bet she hasn't gotten response like that on anything, positive or negative, that has to do with politics in California or in Washington, is when she goes back to Washington to represent California. I bet it's the most that she's ever gotten emails on, calls, all that stuff. And that's why they act. So the original problem is still there. Only now we've added a few more. It might be time to punt this weekend and go to the movies. We got our cheap movie reviews coming up around the bend here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Research.
Decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O.
Conversation that's infuriating but so important. I always say America Tonight is about the buzz in your backyard and mine and friends we have it in common. Very few people I know are saying they like this deal. There are a few, but I think they're about to have their world rocked too as we continue to go down this path. Might not be today, might not be tomorrow, but it will happen. I'm not wishing that on anyone, but unfortunately I'm seeing what's happening coming out of Washington, and there's no denying it, no denying what is just not working, and I think it's going to get worse, and it's too important when it comes to your health care and the person that's examining you, the doctor that you like that you might not be able to go to now. All right, so let's head to the movies for our cheap movie review. This one's getting a lot of pub. The trailers are playing all over the place. It's called Best Man Holiday.
Everybody get up.
I can't tell you how good it is to have all of us under the same roof again.
Christmas in New York.
It's going to be great.
Hey,
you doing?
I'm Brian McDonald.
Harper Stewart.
Hi.
Hey, baby.
Brian McDaniels. I like to ski in Vermont.
Shut up, Harper.
I like dating chocolate girls. No more
pretending. Is it a boy or a girl?
I just wanted it to be a surprise.
Oh, yeah? Harper's good for that.
So, don't date a star El Mistletoe.
This is going to be a long-ass weekend.
We used to be best friends. You're my boy, and I miss you.
I'm thinking if you guys go warm each other up.
Good night.
It's Christmas, and I'm willing to give, and I'm willing to receive.
At some point, we have to tell them.
In due time.
Wait, did you know about this?
Jordan, she's pretty special.
I'm surprised she got past all you guys.
Who says she did?
He's just messing with you, man.
Help.
When your wife and your ex, it's like mob wives up in here.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, oh, oh.
This is on YouTube.
Oh, damn. Your wife is a freak.
Hey,
hey. Hey, can I use your phone? I can't get a signal in here.
So you get the idea here, college friends getting back together, deciding to have a long weekend. Does sound like trouble, doesn't it? And this movie is a long one, 2 hours and 2 minutes. Interesting folks in it. Taye Diggs is one of the people in it. Probably does pretty well at the box office. Might be something that you watch DVD. I don't know if I would go and see that on the big screen. All right, so The Book Thief. This is also a long movie, 2 hours, 5 minutes. Jeffrey Rush, one of the main characters, such a great actor. And here's what that sounds like.
My name is Diesel Memminger. I don't have a family or even a place to call home. I never understood the meaning of the word hope. But I'm about to meet the people who would change all that.
Come.
Meet your new parents.
Your Majesty.
From now on, you call me Mama, yeah? And that lazy pig over there, you call him Papa.
Your first book. Are you sure this is yours?
It wasn't always mine.
Can't you even read yet? Go on! Read one word!
I'm not such a good reader myself, you know. We will have to help each other out. I have something very important to tell you, listen.
Who is he, Papa?
His name's Max. He needs help. I need you to promise me that you will not tell anyone.
Is that your book?
It wasn't always mine.
They're taking basements.
If anyone saw him, they will take you away from me. And they cannot tell you what they will do to him.
Words will inspire her.
If your eyes could speak, what would they say?
Courage will guide her.
You're hiding someone, aren't you?
Can we trust her? She's a child.
She's our daughter.
Hope will define her.
Someone else.
You've kept me alive. Don't ever forget that.
You're stealing books? Why? When life robs you, sometimes you have to rob it back.
Words are life, Lisa. All those pages, they're for you to fill.
That one film probably does pretty well at the box office. It's going to find a crowd for sure. Pull at your heartstrings. Oh, book banning. And this little girl named Weisel who transforms all the people around her. Emily Watson is also in this movie as well. And finally, the last one. Hey, this is a shorter movie. 1 hour, 48 minutes. Charlie Countryman.
Excuse me, what are we doing with the dead man on the plane?
I've seen know your voice.
Listen, I can't sit here. My hands, loosen. I need a wet nap.
You knew this guy?
I met him on the plane.
Hi, I'm Charlie Countryman.
Can you tell me what happened with my father?
I'm super nervous right now. This is a wild experience for me.
Maybe you have some kind of fantasy about helping the woman in the faraway land.
Hi, Charlie!
I love this guy. He's crazy. He's a body animal.
The woman alone.
This is my gift to you.
Tell Charlie how many Viagra you took.
Because I don't feel well, Charlie.
Hey. Oh, good morning. Listen, I'm looking at TV and give you a...
My mother died before I left.
Finally, we have something in common.
How gorgeous.
Who are you?
Nigel was my husband.
No, Jody, nothing was. Till death do us part.
You think you love me?
Yes. Enjoy your new maids while you can. God knows it can hold me to run in the blink of an eye.
Charlotte, do you have any idea what kind of a man he is?
Yeah, I have a very clear idea.
Charlotte, get out of here.
I saw it too. Are you all up? Are you in some 3 days of the condo something?
To live.
I hope you don't die, kiddo.
If I do, I die for love. A cool way to go.
Shia LaBeouf is in this. Evelyn Rachel Wood is also in this movie. And this is a story about a mother appearing in a vision and telling Charlie to get on a plane and go overseas. I don't know. I think this might be a weekend to punt and just skip the movies, relax, and hang out, and maybe shoot some pool or go bowling. I don't know. Thanks for listening to our cheap movie review. If you go to a movie, send us your review at americatonight.net.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tonight, we appreciate the support. Got a ton of email to get to, and we're going to hit the mailbag coming up in just a few minutes. But first, let's go out to Dave in the UK. Hey, Dave, you have the floor. How you be?
Hello, Kate. How you going?
Good, man. Thanks.
I don't know if somebody told you. I'd like to, if we can, cover two subjects tonight, if that's possible.
Go for it.
Well, I'd like to start with North Korea, which doesn't seem to be getting much press. The fact that the leader of North Korea ordered the public executions of 80 people this month. Maybe you've heard about it.
I've talked about it. I mentioned it on the show a couple of times. Yeah, I thought it was shocking. You're right. It hasn't gotten very much attention. You know, I'm thinking the first time I saw it was a day or a couple of days ago in the UK paper I was reading, and the Financial Times had something about it, and it's huge. The firing squad. That's how they executed them.
Well, let me give you the short version that I found, published November 11th in the Los Angeles Times. I'll try to make it as short as I can, but we're talking about a gruesome public execution of 80 people in a stadium filled people of more than 10,000 residents of this particular place called Wulsan, a port in North Korea's eastern coast, which is significant when you get to the punchline here. They forced all these people to watch this gruesome execution of with machine gun fire, people stuck on posts, and so riddled with bullets at the end that they couldn't identify the bodies. But here, I think, is where the significant part comes in, because it's not the first one. This is one of seven cities already that's happened to. Now, the paper that reported it said they couldn't verify their source, but it's obvious why they can't, because this guy would be killed who told him about it.
Sure.
Brought back. Okay, but here's, I think, the to me, which is the most significant part. Let me just skip to it now. Why it's happening. Apparently, the North Korean administration wants to turn this place and a few others into attractive places to attract foreign businesses and business people to spend money. And they want to make sure they're not going to have any problems with the local people. So it doesn't matter what the charge is. You know, it could be reading the wrong book, looking at a black market video from South Korea that maybe ridicules the regime. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as they just picked a whole bunch of people, entertainers, and stuck them on poles to kill them to point out what the message is. And the message is, don't mess with us. Really, it's not about religion or ideology. It's all about urban clearance and, you know, business. Nothing personal. That's, I think, the message of the whole thing. It's all about, and let me just tell you, let me just read the fine print here for you if I got a few seconds.
Right? Sure.
The South Korean newspaper, one of the largest and most influential, noticed that the executions occurred in cities where the communist leadership is attempting to create entities that can earn hard currency and may have been intended to intimidate workers who strayed from the regime's dictatorial social structures. So it's kind of like the capitalization of the last holdout of communism.
Yeah.
In a way, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Capitalism at its worst.
Oh, it's awful.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Look, the insurance, Obamacare fiasco, whatever you want to call it, it's no doubt that one of the things, in hindsight, that probably Barack Obama should have done when he was talking about it, said instead of you can keep your insurance that you have now, maybe he should have just said, you will still be able to buy private insurance. You don't have to join Obamacare, which would have solved at least one of the gigantic problems that were now suddenly circling around, beyond the fact that the website was poorly thought out and the implementation certainly was poorly thought out. But we really can't blame it all on the Democrats. After all, they were trying to please the GOP when they finally adopted this plan, after which the GOP refused to vote for it anyway, so they needn't have bothered. So I don't want to belabor the subject, but if they fix the website, still people I don't think will really rush to sign up. Some will, but people won't rush to sign up until the last minute, because it's just the nature of people. Human beings won't want to put their money on the line until the last minute when they have to. I've even had somebody tell me something else about cancellations of insurance policy. He said, well, this guy is an independent contractor. He works in software himself, and he has his own health insurance policy. And in the last 10 years, he's had it canceled and renewed with different conditions 4 times. So it's not uncommon for them to do that. The other thing that I want to mention is now one of the problems they have is they have to give the same policy, the same price of the same policy, whether the person is a man or a woman. And up to now, they've been able to gouge women because they typically always charge men less. And that's one of the conditions that they're going to have to adhere to if they're going to be able to compete with the Obamacare. Because they can still compete if they choose to.
Yes, yeah. Well, you know what? It is true about the female thing. Women have gotten gouged more than the men, yes.
Correct.
Yeah. There's no question.
But now they can only compete against 4 different varieties of insurance, health insurance policies. There's the bronze, the silver, the gold, and I think they call it the catastrophic. As far as I know, that's it. So the only thing left to compete with is price and service, but that's it. They can't do all this funny stuff, the fine print and, you know, the jiggery pokery and the shell game and this is one's better for you. There is none of that left. It's printed in digital black and white right out on a website. Even if you can't get to the rest of it, you can read what the conditions of the policies are. And then you have to find out what your particular conditions are. And I've often had it pointed out to me that lots of people have signed up just by either going to the exchange or this guy, Butch Matthews in Arkansas, he got to Blue Cross Blue Shield, told him what he wanted 2 days after it started. Somehow he got right through. And his own Blue Cross Blue Shield advisor said, oh, yes, this is a much better policy, Mr. Matthews. Not only that, we found out that you can save $13,000 a year and get a silver policy, which was much better than the one that you were getting from us before. So he's very happy with his product, and he's a real person, and he's a real Republican, and he's a real, or was very up to very recently, a very hardworking man. So not everybody has the same story about policies being, not everybody says the same thing.
I agree with that, Dave, because remember, this is what I've been saying. I don't care if you're Democrat, I don't care if you're Republican. If you have a positive story, share it. You are the first person to call and share that kind of a story. I got one other email out of 50. So I do have to tell you, there are other people, Dave, that are getting jammed up by this, including in my own family. Although one person in my family says, hey, if I have to pay a little bit more, but I can help somebody else, I'm willing to do it. Another person says, why am I paying more? I don't understand it. So it is a unique thing to everybody's individual health plan. What is it? Are you insured through the company? Is it an individual plan? That's the thing. It's not straight across
the board.
Are
you a woman or are you a man?
Yeah, are you a woman or are you a man? Yeah, it really is.
A pre-existing condition is another thing. Listen, the guy's name is Butch Matthews. He lives in Arkansas. Up to a few years ago, he lugged soda pop cans, cases around for a living at 4 o'clock in the morning. And you should read his story. I use DuckDuckGo, but you can do it with Google. Just Google his name and you'll find the same story I found, Kate. Maybe you can call him up on your show.
Yeah.
He's a real human being.
Yeah, see what he has to say. And you know what, Dave, thanks for the call. We're going to say this on the heels of what Dave just said. If you have a positive story to share, listen, we want to hear that story because I've heard nothing but brutal stories. Like I said, including from my own family, I have an aunt, Aunt Nancy, who just turned 70. I swear she looks like she's maybe not a day over 60. And her insurance is going up. It's going up because it's changing, and it's changing, the coverage is changing, where she has to pay, you know, $40 more for an eye exam. She's got to pay $50 more for a copay. And remember, this is a fixed income person. And then I have another friend who had a similar thing happen, is only 35. Same thing, individually insured, absolutely. The premiums have doubled, and the deductible is much higher. And it's not affordable. It's just not affordable. I mean, Dave says, listen, there's another side to this. And what about women paying more? Which, that's true. Women have traditionally paid more. The pre-existing condition thing, none of us would argue with that. But all in all, I cannot endorse affordable care in the condition it's in. How about you? Stay with us.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you're always welcome. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Maybe you agree with Dave in the UK. And you find the silver lining in the Affordable Health Care Act. Or you agree more with me and you see what's happening overall with the system. Listen, this was all about getting a single-payer system. It really was. And ultimately, that has not happen yet, but I think that's the goal down the road. And, you know, time will tell. This is the legacy of the president. What happens 10, 20 years from now? But right now, when you're paying more and you're really on a fixed income or you're stretching your budget, it's that in-between person. It's the middle class that it's not affordable for. Good insurance through a company improving is a good thing, and maybe some people are having that happen right now, but how long is that going to stick around? Anyway, so if you want to throw in, you can. Of course, when we go to the mailbag, lots of people have plenty of things to say about healthcare. And with that, let's head to the mailroom.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. All right, this first one from Tall Joe. I like that. Tall Joe. And Tall Joe says, Kate, everyone's complaining about the Affordable Care Act, but I say kudos to Obama because at least he tried to do something. Those nasty Republicans want to talk, but yet they don't offer a solution. So, Mr. Speaker of the House, if you're so smart, what's your solution? Okay, so the solution is, and I thought, I've said this, I thought the solution was, what about the competition and erasing the state lines to begin with? That would have been, that is the problem all along. Part of this is the stranglehold with insurance, but stranglehold with the regulations now on the insurance. So it's not completely the insurance company's fault at this point. To me, that's the bigger, you know, that's the big thing here. And I believe that's what Boehner is saying as well. I think I've heard him say that before, the competition, the state lines, being able to do that, and that would have been the way to do it. And also not forcing people to get insurance. And then others would argue, well, that's part of the problem because you're already paying. But I don't see it that way. I think forcing people at gunpoint to get insurance isn't the way to go. Unless you're going for a single-payer system and you say, boom, health care for all, this is the way it is, sorry, here it is. If you want to upgrade, upgrade on your own, which is what happens in England and other places. If they don't like their minimal coverage or because they have to wait so long or they have to get in line in Canada for surgeries that are elective surgeries, then they get an upgrade. They pay for the upgraded insurance. And this seems to me, this is, you know, pretty much where we're headed. All right, this next one is from Sarah, who says, boy, Obamacare, in my neighborhood, that's all anybody is talking about. That's all they're talking about is Obamacare, Obamacare, Obamacare. I'm just almost sick of it, Kate, except for that it affects my family because I have a big family. I was blessed with four children, and our insurance is going sky high, and it is not affordable. If we made a little bit less, I mean, my husband makes decent money, but he doesn't make huge money. He's not making hundreds of thousands of dollars. So we are in what you call the so-called middle class. And I think that's the thing that people don't understand. The middle class is disappearing, and it's happening on Obama's watch. And listen, I'm a Democrat, and this is what I'm seeing being rolled out before my very eyes. Okay, so I think the same thing. I think the middle class is being erased. And the middle class means, you know, somebody who is making $70,000, $75,000, then you figure taking taxes out, whatever. And how many kids do they have? It's just not this, you know, poverty, they say, is, I want to say, is $45,000 or less. But not so, and especially in bigger cities. It's a little bit higher than that. So there's a number, and when you don't meet that number, if you truly are struggling, then the healthcare system is probably right because you can get that free coverage. But if you're in the middle class and struggling, you're not extravagant, you're not blowing money every day on the drive-thru and throwing it out the window, squandering it away, you're just living a normal life with a few little adventures here and there, like going to the movies, but you're going to the dollar movie. People really are feeling that. I don't think it's a myth. This is what's happening. And especially if you have children, it's you feel it even a little bit more, and depending on the amount of children you have. I guess this is it. I mean, the good days, what, were the 70s and the 80s, maybe part of the 90s, and now, forget it. You're on the boat, and everybody's rowing in the same direction. And, hey, if you get lucky and you get to be the captain of the boat, or you get to be the first officer, or you get to be maybe even the first mate, you're doing okay. But anything below that, you're in the lower decks, and you cannot get ahead, especially when you get strangled by massive taxation and health care that you can't afford. But can you afford not to have it for something catastrophic, especially with children? Unless you work for a company that really still has a good plan, because they have so many people on the plan, or it's that in-between where it's worth it for them. It just depends. It really does. It just depends on your individual situation. But I think that middle class is the one that's getting jammed up the most. And it is the biggest, too, by the way. All right, here's one from Ken, who says, way to go. I totally am impressed with what I've been hearing on your coverage of Obamacare. I like the fact that you're not pulling any punches. And I have to say that he's going to have to cave and fix this health law or go down in flames. I don't know that he's going to be impeached. I agree with you on that. But I don't believe that this can continue to go on. And this may be the thing that tips the apple cart in the opposite direction, because I've never seen so many people so upset by anything as I have seen with affordable health care. Well, it's that individual insurance policies canceled. This whole thing that your coverage is better, if you're paying the same, if they canceled your policy, you got a new policy, and everything was the same as far as the cost, your deductible was the same, your premium was the same, and then there was added things into it, well, yeah, that's things that you want or things that are just available to you, cool. And you're paying the same, then you're not, that's not a bad thing. But if you're being sold this whole thing that you're getting better health care coverage, but then you're not because you're being offered things that don't even relate to you or anyone in your family, and they're on the insurance too, then it's not an upgrade that's worth it for you. So it goes back to the individual again, and that's what I'm seeing in all of my emails. Keep them coming. If you say thumbs up, and we've heard that Rick in Illinois says it's good, that his coverage is actually better, nothing's changed for him. Dave in the UK gave us an example saying thumbs up. If you think thumbs up, I'm not discouraging you. I want to hear the story and why it is good. And, of course, everybody else that wants to whine, you can do that too as well. Just send it to us at americatonight.net.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.